Please join me in welcoming the President of Harvard, Dr. Drew Gilpin Faust.
Thank you so much. It's a great privilege to be here today to mark your commissioning and to celebrate Harvard's traditions of military service. Last November, some of you joined me, General George Casey, and other distinguished guests in the church behind us to honor Harvard's 17 Medal of Honor recipients, more numerous, as we've heard already today, than those of any other university except for the service academies. In our knowledge-driven contemporary world, Harvard's long and deep connection to the military takes on even more significance. This past year, our partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs through the Yellow Ribbon Program supported nearly 70 student veterans, and we have just officially renewed our commitment for 2010-2011. Thank you. Today, we recognize how your 4 years here have prepared you to be officers and leaders. I know you are all strong and fit. I see you sometimes on your training runs, and I understand the very high physical standards that you must meet. And I know that you are courageous, simply from the decision you have made to enter the military when you almost certainly will be called to serve in war in Afghanistan or Iraq. But I know you also have very fine minds and an education that has developed them. In today's military, that could be the most important attribute of all. General David Petraeus, who joined us for this ceremony last year, gave a speech earlier this month that he titled, "The Surge of Ideas." In it, he explained, and I quote him, "The most important surge in Iraq was not the surge of forces. Rather, it was the surge of ideas that guided the employment of our forces in Iraq." At the heart of the changes he seeks to bring to the Army is a shift from, as he puts it, telling leaders what to think to teaching them how to think. In today's warfare, he observed, they need to be prepared for anything. I quote him, from conventional operations to stability and support operations to everything in between. Above all, he declared, we seek to encourage young leaders to think for themselves, to improvise, to exercise initiative, and to challenge the conventional wisdom. Now that sounds to me a lot like what we have tried to teach you in 4 years at Harvard. The military, Petraeus observes, is a learning organization, and you are accomplished learners. You know how to think, you know how to pose questions, and you know how to see through the conventional wisdom. After all, it was one of our faculty, John Kenneth Galbraith, who invented the term. So take what Harvard has given you. Generate a new surge of ideas to use in the nation's service. Help reinforce the long tradition of ties between Harvard and the military as we share hopes that changing circumstances will soon enable us to further strengthen those bonds. Perhaps one of your names will someday join those of the other Medal of Honor recipients just a few feet behind us. We are proud of them, and we are proud of you for what you have accomplished that has brought you here today, and for the service that you will render to us and to the nation. I have for each of you a gift, a book that I have read that has meant a great deal to me, that in some way I think holds up the notion of the soldier scholar and of the way learning and your service in the military can be joined. It is a book by a woman named Elizabeth Samet, who is an instructor in English literature at West Point, and it is entitled Soldier's Heart, Reading Literature Through Peace and War at West Point. I hope that as you enter your service, you will also remember how the learning and the scholarship that has affected you here can be part of your life in the future. And I give the book to each of you with that wish.